Our first calling is not our vocation. Our first calling is to be ambassadors of Christ, to faithfully represent Him wherever we go and whatever we do. So that's always most important. Of course, you know, part of that is just knowing Him, walking with Him, spending time in His Word, praying, but then trusting Him for divine appointments every day. Acts 17 talks about God having appointed the times and the places that people live. Well, if He appoints the places that people live, surely He appoints the places people work. And it's not just we who are appointed to be there, it's unbelievers who work around us who are appointed to be there. And they're there because God had a plan that they would meet us, and that we would be His ambassador, and that we would bring the gospel to them. I'm all for relationship evangelism and lifestyle evangelism, and living the kind of lifestyle that gives credibility to the gospel that we share. But at some point, you've got to actually share the gospel. And this is the problem that many people have, where, oh, I've been a great Christian example to my neighbor for 20 years now. Never shared the gospel with him. But you know what? I've got a lot of credibility with him. Well, great, but credibility for what? I mean, you know, actually bring the message to him at some point, because nobody is going to spend eternity with Jesus because their next door neighbor was a good Christian. It has to also be that this good Christian at some point brought the gospel to them. Because the good news is not that your neighbor is a Christian. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross for you, and that you have the opportunity to repent and give your life to Him and go to live with Him for all eternity. So, yes, I really believe God has given us our vocations as a platform, Christians and non-Christians, as a platform for sharing our faith. Now, I'm a writer, and I constantly have opportunities. I mean, just, you know, every time I travel, as well as other times, I you know, get in conversations with people. What do you do? I'll ask them. I'll find out. I'm genuinely interested in, you know, what they do. And then they'll say, what do you do? And I say, I'm a writer. Oh, really? Well, what kind of books do you write? And I'll say, well, I write novels, you know, murder mysteries. I start with the mild, what to them would be acceptable things. And then I move into the spiritual thing. Of course, the murder mysteries I write are also spiritual in terms of, you know, what their message is. And they always have the gospel in them. But, you know, they are genuine murder mysteries nonetheless. And so then I go, you know, I talk about what I do. And it's, for me, a very natural thing because of the nature of what I do. But even if I worked in a tire shop, it would be the same thing in terms of, yeah, I work in this tire shop, and, you know, here's what I do. And you know what I love most about my job? Oh, what's that? I love the opportunity to serve God. I mean, just to do what God wants me to do. The Bible says, I believe the Bible. The Bible says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And so I try to live my life to do things that please Him. And that's makes a joyful life. And I want to hear Him say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. And you know, when I make, you know, when I change a tire, I change a tire to the glory of God. And you know, if you know Him, if you have a relationship with God, you can do whatever you do to the glory of God. Now, there are, you know, some exceptional things where you really do have to change your vocation if you become a Christian. But most things, you can do them in a way that honors God, and that's exciting to people.